What if everything you've been taught about success is wrong? Imagine discovering that willpower, goal setting, and hard work, the very foundations of self-improvement, are actually setting you up for failure. This is precisely what Dr. Alexander Lloyd uncovered after building a global practice that transformed thousands of lives across 158 countries with a remarkable 97% success rate. His approach flips the traditional self-help model on its head, revealing why most people fail to achieve what they truly want despite their best efforts. The problem isn't your dedication or discipline. It's that you're chasing the wrong things for the wrong reasons, using methods that trigger your body's stress response, sabotaging your efforts from the start. Consider this thought experiment. If a genie appeared offering one wish with just two limitations, no wishing for more wishes and no controlling others' free will, what would you spontaneously wish for with only 10 seconds to decide? Your immediate answer reveals your current life goal, but here's the shocking truth. Most people give the wrong answer. They focus on external circumstances, money, health, relationships, rather than internal states, love, joy, peace. This common mistake follows what Lloyd calls the blueprint for failure, a cycle that creates chronic stress until you either achieve your goal or don't. And stress, it turns out, is the real success killer. Have you ever wondered why you repeat the same mistakes despite knowing better? The answer lies in cellular memories, invisible programming that controls decisions without your awareness. This pain-slash-pleasure programming, developed for early survival, often undermines adult decision-making. Behind every action is an internal goal, and behind every goal exists a belief system. When beliefs conflict, wanting security while craving adventure, or desiring success while fearing failure, our actions reflect whichever belief dominates in the moment. Unfortunately, this is typically the one rooted in childish pain-slash-pleasure programming rather than adult reasoning based in love and truth. This explains why even successful people remain miserable when driven by fear-based goals. The solution: do the opposite of what triggers your stress response. Instead of rigidly pursuing future results through willpower, approach activities from a state of love and acceptance, focusing on the present moment. This shift from external to internal focus and from fear to love transforms how we experience life and achieve our goals. Cellular memories stored throughout our body, not just the brain, are often the true source of our problems. Early experiences create lasting biological changes through epigenetic modification, with both love and fear measurable at the cellular level. Your thoughts influence all cells, creating neural pathways through neuroplasticity. Emotions triggered automatically come from neural networks wired during first experiences. When cellular memories transmit fear signals, surrounding cells close their membrane receptors, blocking both toxin elimination and nutrient absorption. Fear signals cause the hypothalamus to activate our stress response, flooding the body with cortisol and triggering fight-or-flight mode. This explains why unconscious intentions override conscious ones. Research shows a chemical spike occurs in the brain 1 second before we decide to act, revealing our conscious choices often merely rationalize what our programming has already determined. Scientific research and ancient wisdom reveal that memories in our cellular energy fields generate most physical, emotional, and spiritual symptoms. As Einstein showed with E equals mc squared, everything in our material world is essentially energy radiating energy. Despite longer lifespans, our health is deteriorating. Cancer has risen from the 8th leading cause of death in 1971 to number 1 worldwide today, with most other conditions also increasing. True healing exists not in traditional or alternative medicine, but in the spiritual realm of energy. Many attempt to incorporate spirituality through affirmations, trying to manufacture belief based on research showing beliefs cause most problems. However, affirmations often fail because they lack 3 essential ingredients: truth, love, and genuine belief. When people repeat affirmations they don't actually believe, their stress levels increase, the very thing that caused their problems initially. Since everything is energy, love operates at a specific frequency. Love and light share positive healing frequencies, while darkness and fear form their opposite. Our healing systems govern our entire being. When functioning properly, we remain healthy and emotionally balanced. Only fear, triggering the stress response, can cause these systems to malfunction. To address our physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions, we need multi-level tools. Energy medicine offers immediate effects by placing hands on specific points, heart, forehead, and crown, to return healing energy to your body, providing resources to fix problems. Reprogramming statements heal the logical left brain, transforming fear into love through statements addressing 12 key areas of our psychological and spiritual makeup, centered on core issues of significance and security related to our identity. The Heart Screen tool activates an internal spiritual reprogramming mechanism. To use it, visualize a horizontally divided blank screen. Identify your negative emotion, allow related images to appear naturally, then pray for healing and replacement with light and love. The greatest principle requires acting from love, joy, and peace, focused on the present moment. Every action stems from a goal, yet most people remain unaware of their true goals, unconsciously forming destructive ones that lead to problems. Success goals originate from our desired inward state and always succeed, while stress goals focus solely on external circumstances and inevitably fail. A desire leading to success must align with truth, embody love, harmonize with your ultimate success goal, and be completely under your control. Goals that lead to success require four components. They must be in truth, in love, under your control, and executed in the present moment. The key is that goals must be within your healthy control, something you can do now or within 30 minutes. When you love someone with agape love, your wants become desires rather than needs. Love transforms have to into want to, superseding personal preferences without bitterness. This challenges our conditioning that results matter more than process, when doing your absolute best in the present moment is what truly matters. The self-help industry, worth $10 billion annually in the U.S., has a staggering 97% failure rate. Most programs follow the same blueprint: identify goals, create a plan, and execute, failing because they rely on external results and willpower alone. The greatest principle combines ancient wisdom with modern research to provide what willpower cannot. Studies show it enhances relationships, produces joy, boosts immunity, reduces stress, improves metabolism, and promotes healing. True happiness means living in love both internally and externally in the present moment, regardless of circumstances. Most people can't achieve this through willpower alone, just as computers can't perform beyond their programming. Your spiritual heart functions similarly, with cells containing silicon-like substances resembling computer chips. Effective transformation must address the subconscious and unconscious mind, not just conscious thought. What if success comes not from striving harder, but loving deeper? Beyond willpower lies a way of living where achievement flows through surrender to your deepest nature as a being designed for love. This invitation asks you to stop fighting yourself and start living from love.